You're listening to the 164th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We continue in the Psukim from Reb Zundel, who brings a Pasuk in Tehillim chapter 40, verse 2. Kavoy kivisi Hashem. I hoped, yes, I hoped to Hashem. Double language. And right, the word kavoy, which means to hope, tikva, hope. The root is the word kav, which means a line, a straight line. I'm drawing a straight line between myself and God. Vayete lai. God turns to me, or he turned to me, by Shema Shavosi, and Hashem heard my call. He brings here from the Medrash Shaykhar Toif. Kavoy kivisi Hashem v'yitei lai v'shema Shavosi. I hoped, constantly, over and over again, I hoped to Hashem, God turned towards me, and he heard my call, he heard my heartfelt prayer. V'zeu sh'amar ha'kasav v'amar b'yimahu. Hinei l'keinu zeh kivinu lo v'yishienu. Pasuk says in Isaiah, in Yeshaya, chapter 25, verse 9, it says, and they will say on that day, it's talking about the future day, the days of Mashiach, of the Messianic age. They will say on that day, this is our God. Hinei l'keinu zeh, this is our God. Kivinu lo. We hoped to him. We drew a straight line between ourselves and him. And he saved us. Right, so that pasuk also has these two elements. The kivui, the hoping, and the Yeshua, the salvation that God brought. Says the Medrash an amazing thing, and it's important to remember this at this time when we are in a very difficult and challenging time here in Eretz Yisrael, and we have an army, and we are fighting back, and Hashem gave us incredible abilities. Hashem planted in the minds of the Jewish leaders, the military leaders, incredible ways of protecting ourselves. But yet, says the Medrash, Ein bi'ad Yisrael elu shikavu sheigalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we have? What is our best weapon when it comes to wishing for salvation, wishing for Mashiach? The only thing, says the Medrash, that we have, the only weapon that we have, is our kivui, our hope, our prayer. God, redeem us. We might have a land of Israel, which is a Jewish country, but we don't yet have a Beis Hamikdash. We don't have a temple. We don't have the special Siyata Dishmaya, that when you have that Siyata Dishmaya, you don't have to do anything. You just sit back and watch as the enemies of the Jewish people fall on their own. We're not there yet. But what is it that gives us the Geula, what is it that brings us to this point of redemption? It's the Kivui. It's the hoping to Hashem. It's the placing of our faith in God. Bishar Kavoy Kivisi Hashem. In the merit of this Pasuk, in the merit of this statement of David HaMelech, King David, the greatest king of the Jewish people, the one upon whom is called Mashiach ben David, the Messiah is going to come from King David. And he has incredible armies. He himself is a warrior. And yet what does he say? He says, Kavoki visi Hashem. I hoped. I placed my faith in God. And Hashem is the one who answers me. He's the one who brings my salvation. It's interesting. I said that it says both elements here. There's the Kavoki visi and the Yeshua. Hashem, Vayishma, Hashem hears. Shavasi. My call, this is interesting because the word Vayishma Shavosi doesn't really say Hashem brings the salvation, but obviously the mashmos of it is that if Hashem heard my call, all these letters here on Yeshuasi, Shavosi, is Yeshua, Yeshuas Hashem, the salvation. It comes from the very call. The fact that I'm calling to Hashem and He's saving me, it's the same letters. Tichsev Toiv Hashem L'Kevav. Pasuk says, interestingly, in Eicha, in Lamentations, Yirmiyahu Anavi, Jeremiah the prophet, is talking about the fact that the temple is going to be destroyed. It's during the first temple he's speaking. And he says, Hashem is good to those who hope to him. Meaning, when we say Hashem is good, it means you'll see the ultimate good, the revealed good. But Oyemer, he brings a pasuk in Zechariah, Shuvu libitzar nasirei atikva. Pasuk says in Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 12, it says, Return to your fortified cities, those who are bound to hope. Which, it's worth seeing that chapter, actually chapter 9 of Zechariah, talks about Ashkelon and Ashdod and Aza. It talks about the southern part of Israel. It talks about Tsor. It talks about Damascus. It talks about Lebanon, Damascus, Tur, all these cities that are involved in incredible war. Talking about the future times, talking about now. It's incredible to read the whole chapter. I highly suggest chapter 9 of Zechariah. But the Pasuk there says, go back to your fortified city, or go back to your fortified one. There's different understandings of what it means. One understanding is that it means go back to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the walled city. It's the fortified city. It's the place where the Beis HaMikdash is. It's the place where the temple is, where we fortify ourselves with Torah. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. The Torah comes out of Zion. The Torah comes out of Jerusalem. The Sanhedrin sat there. Return to your fortification. One shot is, return to Hashem. Go back to God. God is the one who fortifies you. God is the one who protects you. Right? Asire Atikva means those who are bound to hope. It means we don't give up hope. When we ask Hashem, as we're going to see shortly, when we ask Hashem and Hashem doesn't answer right away, we keep asking. Kaveh Hashem. Chazak v'yam eslibachem v'kaveh Hashem. Kaveh kivisi Hashem. I hoped and I hope to Hashem. I didn't give up hope. We are called Asire Tikva. Asire Tikva means bound to hope. We don't give up hope. It's amazing. It's such beautiful psukim. Shema Taimar. Ovar Kotzir. Oh, and in those psukim, it's talking about the salvation of the Jewish people. Why are we saved? Why is it that Hashem answers us? Part of it is because we don't give up hope. We keep coming back to Hashem. We keep asking Hashem. We know that Hashem is the one who fortifies us. We come back to Him. We come back to Him. We come back to Him. Shema Taimar Aver Katsir Kalakaitz Anachal Neshanu. Another pasuk in Yirmiyahu, chapter 8, verse 20. Jeremiah the prophet says, the Jewish people say, look, the times that we know are times that Hashem provides us with our parnasa, with our needs. The katsir is when we reap the harvest. The kayitz is when we bring in the fruits from the fields. We bring in our grapes. We bring in whatever other fruits we're growing. Those times have passed, meaning the times where usually, and the Mefarshim say it's talking about Iyar and Tammuz, which is interesting because Iyar is the time of that the War of Independence occurred, or the state was declared in 1948. Six-Day War occurred at the end of Iyar. These are times of salvation. And Tammuz is a time when we bring in our crops. That's when we have the times which are beginning with destruction of the temple. So it's kind of the opposite. It's like these times have passed. Times when we thought Tammuz and Av were supposed to be a glorious time. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos, so the original set of the tablets, the Jewish people were sinning. They were worshiping the golden calf, so it became a terrible day. But it was supposed to be a great day. It was supposed to be the day that He came down with the Torah. So these were times of hope. These were times of connection to Hashem. But they became times of sadness. So these times have passed. And we weren't saved, the Jewish people say. Kaveh Hashem. Chazak v'yam eslibecha. V'kaveh Hashem. When the times pass, when it looks like we're waiting for salvation, when it looks like things are difficult, it looks like everything, all the world is embroiled. The nuclear weapons are coming out. The Jewish people is being attacked in Europe, in America, everywhere you go. Don't give up. The Jewish people are asirei tikva. We are bound to hope. We have to continue to hope. Kaveh Hashem, chazav yam ezebecha v'kaveh Hashem. Trust in Hashem, strengthen your heart. Trust in Hashem again. Kaveh Hashem, says the Medrash, tikva achar tikva. One hope after another hope. Don't give up your hope. Chazak v'yam eslibecha, strengthen your heart. And kivisim v'le neshatem, kavu v'shuv v'kavu. If you hope to Hashem, but you didn't see the salvation right away, it didn't happen when you thought it was going to happen. You were exiled in 1492. There were crusades, there were challenges, there were difficulties, mayhem and destruction. Don't give up. So, v'imtamer anmasa nekaveh. How long are we supposed to hope for? How long do we even know that we can hope? Maybe we should give up. Look what happened just 80 years ago with the Holocaust, the destruction of the Jewish people, 6 million, 6 and a quarter million people. Maybe we should give up. How long should we hope for? Kvartziv, the Pasuk says in Dillim, David HaMelech tells us, Yechel Yisrael al Hashem yatav yad olam. The Jewish people hope to Hashem from now until forever. We just don't give up. We are Asirei Tikva. We don't give up. But Omer, the Pasuk says, also in Tehillim, Chizku v'yamitz levavchem, kol miyachalim Hashem. Strengthen and give courage to your heart. All those who hope to Hashem. Keep giving yourself, keep reinforcing your hope. Don't give up. Says the Midrash, if you do this, you are guaranteed you'll be saved. There's no suffix, there's no doubt. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Isaiah the prophet, perhaps the greatest prophet of hope, says in chapter 49, verse 23, the ones who hope to me will not be embarrassed, right? We won't be embarrassed. What does it mean we won't be embarrassed? It means that what's the most embarrassing thing when you put your faith in somebody and he lets you down? You put your faith in Hashem. It's embarrassing to be let down when you trusted in someone. Hashem promises us if we trust in him, we will not be let down. We will not be embarrassed. The Pasuk says also in Yeshaya, those who hope to Hashem, they will re-strengthen themselves. They will renew themselves. They will be refreshed with new strength. Those who hope to Hashem. Ultimately, King David says, those who hope to Hashem, they will be the ones who inherit the land. Who's here in Israel? The people who believe. There's a future for Klal Yisrael, and there's a future for us in Eretz Yisrael. Where is our future? It's not in Europe. It's not in America. Our future is in Eretz Yisrael. That's where our glorious future lies. 7 million of us are here. It's unbelievable. Those are the ones who inherit the land, the ones who really believe that it's possible. That's what our Pasuk says. I hoped. Yes, I hoped to Hashem. God leaned towards me and he heard my call. He heard my scream. Really, Shava means a scream. It means if it doesn't work out the first time, the second time, the third time, don't ever give up. Keep hoping to Hashem. And God will answer you ultimately. It might not happen right away. It might take thousands of years. But the Jewish people will be answered because that's who we are. And David, Shekiva Li Anisi, the Midrash finishes and says, David, who hopes to me? King David. King David is the one who hopes. He doesn't give up. I have answered him. Right? David. King David is chased after by King Shaul, by Saul. King David is chased after by his own son, Avshalom. Constant trials and tribulations throughout his life. He's told that he can't possibly be the king. He comes from a Moabite princess. Princess, very nice. Moabite, oh no. David doesn't give up. Kavoy kivisi, says David HaMelech. Hashem promises, if you want to be answered, be like David, be like King David. He never gave up. He continued to hope to me. That's the beautiful Medrash. The Alshif says as follows. Yomar Re'ema Bena Mekavelish. Understand, what is the difference between somebody who hopes in a human being, in Melech, Isar, Yihyeh, whether we're talking about someone who puts his faith in the king, or a prince, or someone important, someone who has power, the Mekabe is Hashem, as opposed to somebody who hopes to Hashem that God will help him. When I put my faith in another human being, and the person avoids me, right? I'm asking somebody for help, and he's avoiding me. If I see he's avoiding me, I'm not going to keep trying to get that person to help me, because he obviously doesn't care about me. But in our relationship with God, that's just not how it is. If Hashem is, so to speak, avoiding me, that's not the dynamic. If Hashem hasn't answered me the first time, it doesn't mean that he's avoiding me. That's not true. If I trusted in him one time, King David is saying, I'm not going to stop trusting in Hashem, even though I didn't get answered right away. It's worth it for me to trust in God. And actually, the very trusting itself changes the equation. Because even though I'm far away from him, when I hope to him, he might not have answered me yet, because he's not nearby, so to speak. Because I'm so far from him, I've distanced myself from him. But the moment that I trust in him, first he leans towards me, he comes closer to me. I'm entering into a relationship with him. It's not the same as it was. Before, I was very distant. I trusted in him, I didn't yet get my answer because I'm not close enough yet, but I'm getting closer. And then the second time, when God has already come close to me, right, there's two steps in the pasuk. I hoped, yes, I hoped, right, it's a doubled hoping. First, Hashem leans towards me, and God hears my call. So it's a process. Hoping in Hashem, believing that I'm going to have a salvation, it's a process. I don't get answered right away, per se, depending on my distance, depending on my relationship with God. And the Yalkut Shemayin, he says, Kavoy kivisi, amar davi mitoich hakivui. Ayitid levish mashavasi, seems to be the same idea. Because of the fact that I hope to him, and now that I'm in a relationship with him, now Hashem is going to answer me, King David is telling us. He brings you the Ol Yaakov. It says a beautiful idea. It's an amazing thing, okay? Listen to this. This is really, you know, we're working on Bitachon together. We're trying to change our relationship with God, to develop our relationship with God, to develop our faith in Hashem. But here's what happens. Part of the results can look like this. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was a great sage in the Talmud. It's a Gemara in Brachos. He would say, look, if I'm praying, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was on an incredible level. He said, if I'm praying and my prayer just flows out, I'm talking to God and it's just flowing. So I know if it goes that way with my prayer, I know that it means and my prayers are going to be answered. Listen to this kind of reverse, you know, the opposite of what you would think. If you feel bitachon, you feel sure, it's a siman, it's a sign to the person, sometimes Hashem helps us to have a feeling in our heart that we are sure it's going to work out. We are sure the money's going to come. We are sure we're going to get the part. We're going to have the opportunity. We're going to get the raise. If we have that feeling inside of ourselves, it's a sign from Hashem. Sometimes to be talking helps us get what we want, so to speak, or what we need. And sometimes Hashem gives us the bitachon in our heart, that feeling, that sense of confidence, because he's about to give us what we need. Because if, let's say, a person, Hashem has decided that he doesn't want to deal with this person, perhaps he's sinned, perhaps just not being the person he's meant to be. So if Hashem decides he's going to take away the Ashgacha, the divine providence from that person, so Hashem will take away from him, Mitzamtim Liboy Shalay Yiftach Boy. Hashem makes it impossible for that person to trust. The Bozik says that the one who trusts in Hashem, he will be surrounded by kindness. So Hashem takes away the trust from the side of that person's heart. This is very interesting because it plays around with our free will here, it sounds like. So the Yalkut explains, this is the Yalkut that we just quoted, the Oil Yaakov explains it, and he says like this, that King David is saying that because I hope to Hashem, because I have bitachon in Hashem, King David is saying that sometimes I notice that I have confidence. I feel it. I know it's going to be. I know it's going to work out. That feeling helps strengthen my feeling of confidence. It's like Hashem is giving me a little gift. If I feel it's going to work out, I can have a deeper sense of confidence that it's going to work out. If I sense that I trust in Hashem, I feel it. It's going on inside of my heart. I feel it, right? Then I can know that I can continue to have that feeling. It strengthens itself. So it's an amazing idea. So there's so many nuggets of wisdom here. There's so much to think about. For sure, we're going to be answered if we strengthen our hearts. That's one aspect of it. But also, if we feel that confidence, we can know that we can continue to work with that confidence and trust in Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.